That brings us to other matters before the council. This is an opportunity to come forward and speak briefly about things not on the agenda item.
Couple things, Mike. You're wrong about the minutes being accurate. The last meeting, it just showed the topics that I talked about, and we didn't delve into, and I think state law requires you to make a pretty comprehensive rendering of what goes on. And it didn't mention the fact that those firecrackers make the veterans, especially the Vietnam ones, and me, because I had 1,200 rounds go off 50 feet from my headboard. And I'm not against celebrating the 4th of July. I mean, that's why we're here. But I don't know why we have to do that. And I told you that if you needed to do that, you could always go to Afghanistan. I also noted that it was against the law, I'm told, by another finance director to remove items from surplus property, which was done this past last year, not this year. I don't know that you're going to do it. I also told the council that I wanted on this week's meeting agenda. That didn't happen. And I also want to ask for all the documents that were provided to the that were presented on the coming year's budget at that special meeting that I evidently didn't register for. Having said that, I picked this up because I left it. I had it tied here 2 weeks ago. And it was still running at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what it picked up because I don't want to listen to it. I took an oath when I voluntarily enlisted in the Army to defend this country and this Constitution. I volunteered at least twice for Vietnam before I finally got there. About 3 days later, I was ready to come home. But now I'm dying because I spent 8.5 months there. I didn't get sprayed with that Agent Orange. I wasn't as lucky. I drank it. I drank gallons of it. I washed my clothes in it. I cooked with it. Now I'm dying because of it. So I think I've already made a commitment to this country. But that one thing that you have no idea how important that First Amendment is until it's gone. And when it's gone, you're going to have no recourse. You're not going to have anybody to talk to get your story out there. And it's not even the city's money that I want. It's the extra business that it generates. And I got to believe, I asked Daniel this when you guys didn't get enough signatures on the ambulance boat the first time, that if he thought maybe a local newspaper might have helped your cause. And I don't know, but I want on next agenda, and I want you guys to decide to give me some of your legals. Ever.
Bill, there's a process that you can follow down to finance office to get on the agenda.
And that means 15 days out, I'm going to miss your next one. April, anyway, asking for that. What does she
mean? Other input. Come on up, Laura.
Hi, my name is Laura Penikoff. I live at 2203 Glen Drive in Murray Addition. I'm just going to read the same statement I read at the County Commission meeting last week. I'm here today because I'm one of the many affected by the stormwater runoff and drainage issues in Murray Addition. I personally lived at this address for 20 years now and have never had any water issues until 2015 when my basement flooded twice, and again a week and a half ago when it flooded both Thursday and Friday. I've spoken with many people over the past week, including neighbors, the mayor, the city manager, the city engineer, city council members, and county commissioners, as well as Jack and Joe Murray and Brad Hammerbeck. So far, there's been a lot of finger-pointing as to who's at fault. It's been 4 years now. We just need to know when this will be fixed. What is the time frame?
Go ahead. There is a project that should significantly reduce the flow rate or the rate of flow. I'm sorry. The rate of flow. I don't know. Of water that is coming down the area. Right now, there's no metering of any of the stormwater runoff that is occurring from one of the properties that was developed. And so there's a project to actually add an additional retention pond that would capture that water and then meter that water and convey it underground so that it's not going across lots anymore and picking up sediment. And then it would be direct or conveyed underground to the Dolan Creek detention pond or retention pond that was already constructed and placed down the creek at the volume of pre-construction. I want to make sure everyone understands that that's what's required by state law, is that it goes at the same volume as what was present before construction. So it does mean that water is going to flow down over a longer time period because that same volume of water needs to be released, but it won't be at the high stages of flooding, which has been happening. That project, the plans are essentially done, I think, and they're going to be let, and the bid should be opened on August 17th-ish, 13th? Okay, on August 13th, and then construction should start September-ish.
Hopefully by spring.
Just so everyone can hear, the project right now is November 15th, approximately. I don't want to guarantee that that's the actual construction deadline, but completion somewhere around November 15th. Okay.
No, that would, the start date would be in sometime in September.
That is not, so everyone is aware, that is not a city project that's being done by a private developer, but is being funded through the TIF amendment that was approved by the council earlier this year.
I'd like to join the conversation a little bit. I've got a lot more than 20 years experience in that neighborhood. I think we're missing some of the sources of the water problems that are up there. I mean, I guess I appreciate the work that's being done, but, you know, the photos, the evidence that we're seeing, that the drainage is coming from not just Big Rig. It's also coming down the Dolan Creek Road. It's also being affected by work that was done during the sewer project that was done in Murray Addition after annexation. Removed a bunch of the borrowed ditches, raised the roadways in some of the areas where I live. So now the water isn't going over the road in the same spots. It's trying to follow the ditch down, which would be a normal ditch design method, but is not, the drainage is not working, and it's being exaggerated. It's been four summers now. I tried to approach city staff Friday the 5th to tell them about the flooding that happened in my neighbor's house here, and the answer that I got was, I don't have time, I have more important things for this. I think that's been the motto of the whole project since the beginning. Somebody else, it's always the person that is talking, they're in the right, somebody else is always in the wrong. And but there's a lot of moving pieces on this, and I mean, I don't think that we're going to solve all of it in one swoop. I don't know how to bring this back any further than, you know, what are we going to do now? I mean, I've got the photos right here. We had the same thing on the 19th of July. That's a few more days. It started running again tonight with the rain that we had. So, I mean, I think we need to start protecting the residents as well. I mean, sandbagging something and, you know, stop the silt and stop the excess runoff and not say that we're going to get it done by July of 2020 or November of 2019 or whatever it might be.
I'm Doug Ficken. I'm one of the developers there. I think Bros needs to explain what they're going to do from the 2015 when they did the campground up there. We do have metering on Dolan Creek. All of our stuff has been checked, double-checked. But they developed that campground out there, and they're not holding back none of their water. And I guess they have now, well, they have now admitted that there is a problem. Their retention pond was not built right. It was not holding the water. It's just coming down. So they have got, I guess he needs to speak on that point. That's what he's here for, to explain all what they're going to do to change. Because we've been concerned about this because it's costing us a lot of money. We're doing all the repairs out there and not getting no help from the campground. And we have not been setting on this. We have had multiple meetings with everybody. They are basically got pressured in to, because in December, I mean, it's just going to turn into a massive lawsuit because they're running all this water down on top of us. Tried to pay to have our engineer go up there. We do have the topos from the very original back in 06. They would not allow the city up there. They would not allow us up there because we do not know how much water they're actually draining. But I did hear something good last week. That water used to run off the backside, and they are now going to start diverting some of the water back off the backside up there, which will help a lot. But they're putting in... I'll let him explain that stuff. But we have been on this ever since the problem, and it took to getting to a massive lawsuit to get them on board. And we have showed the emails. They have admitted it's not built right up there, and they are going to fix it because they said they wanted to be good Samaritans for the city. But this has not been set on. He was right. There is, you know, part of the drainage in there in Murray Addition. I mean, there's roads and stuff. I mean, stuff just drains into people's houses. I mean, the massive water that we're having right now, I mean, it's flooding everywhere. I do a lot of building in Rapid City. It's an absolute mess down there. I mean, you know, it can't keep up.
Would you repeat for me again when you're going to start building your retention pond?
We're building another one to handle the campground water.
Right. When are you going to start that?
That's a bid deal. It's a bid process. Okay. It's got to go through the process.
Okay.
Being funded by the taxpayers of Sturgis.
Right, I get that.
Through a TIF.
Brad, come on up yet.
One of the microphones. Hold on.
There's an issue here that needs to be talked about. We've got an 800,000 gallon detention pond that we put in, the first one that we reviewed, you guys reviewed, and I think Bros reviewed, and everybody said, yep, it's right. Okay. That detention pond will hold about 800,000 gallons of water. Okay. It worked exactly how it was supposed to work on Thursday. The problem is, I think the problem downstream is, guys, is when that thing comes over the top, it's running in a 30-inch culvert, okay? The way it's designed by state law, everybody's blessed it. The drainage below us through Murray Addition is not right. I mean, drive through there. There's a shop built right in the bottom. There's fences in the bottom. There's culverts that were dented, filled with dirt, plugged. One of them was cut off with an erosion control piece. I mean, it's just dam after dam after dam down there. Okay, so why does Laura's house have water coming in it? Because the water can't get through there. It doesn't mean we're doing anything wrong. We're not doing anything wrong. We 100%, Dolan Creek 100% complies with state law runoff standards. Everybody, it's not even a question. Okay, the water was not redirected. It's still going where it's always been going. It's probably just going a little bit. I don't know, maybe it's not going faster. I don't know. But the Murrays, when they developed 10 acres in 2015, and they'll tell you this, didn't put in a detention pond, okay? The first time Laura called us, her basement's full of water. We're looking at it. We're like, we wrote her a check for $12,000. We felt like, well, we're in the middle of construction. Our big 800,000-gallon pond wasn't done. Now it is. It's working. It's not the drainage, in Brad Hammerbeck's personal opinion, is not going to get fixed through Murray. We didn't take out the culvert under the road by your house. I mean, I don't know why there's no culvert, there's no ditch. But when that water runs east and it hits that road, it's got nowhere to go. And it goes across the road and it goes into her garage. Are we complying with state law? Yeah, but the drainage in Murray Addition is, I mean, go walk it. It's terrible. I mean, fences, ponds, driveways, shops, cars, undersized culverts, dented culverts, filled in culverts. I mean, it's just, it can't handle it. So we're putting in a second detention pond solely, 100% solely, to handle the Murray's water problem. Correct, Daniel? I mean, there's no other water going. We're going to build 130,000 our detention pond solely to deal with Big Rig's water. Okay? We got ours handled, and that's going to go into our big one, too. But it isn't going to fix what you guys are talking about, I don't think. Somebody's got to go in there, and there's no road ditches in some of it. And we didn't change that. When we put the water line in, we didn't change the road ditches. We didn't take out culverts. That didn't happen. So it's always, in my opinion, it's always been bad. As much as I hate to say it to Laura because she's a sweetheart, her house needs to be a foot and a half higher than it was built. I mean, the water, her driveway goes right down into her garage. I mean, I'm surprised she doesn't have water all the time. So
the one thing that started all this is they put that campground in and no permits, no engineering, no nothing. They just put a campground in. City of Sturgis had no jurisdiction. County had no jurisdiction.
The county had jurisdiction, but they didn't make them put in a detention pond.
And so they did all of this without anyone checking it out. Well, when that happened in 15, DNR come in and said they determined it was the fault of the big RV park. We have been fighting this since 2015. And these guys have not been sitting on this, but when you're not allowed on their land, city or us, so it took a pretty heated email from me where they come back, where we forwarded all the emails to everyone and seen it, that this is going to get pretty ugly, and I said, spring's coming, and this is going to get solved one way or another. So they have did this plan, but now I guess the county is making people go through a process. You got to look at where we're at. We had this subdivision. They dumped all this water, graveled it, and we don't know how much they're dumping, dumped it on our land, and it's our problem.
Roughly 10 football fields up there got graded and come to us.
Because that water that's going down Bernadette, you go up there and look up there, we have very little land. And I've been up there, there's 30, 40 feet river coming down there when it's raining hard. I get called every time. I mean, I've been to Sturgis a million times just to deal with this water issue for 4 years. And you can, I mean, they could verify there's 30, 40 foot river coming down that deal. And last week, when it was happening, Jill Murray was out there with Brad and them. And they go, look, your pond's full. We do have a metering device. Go look at our pond, has no water in it. Exactly, Jill, because your water's just running straight down the hill.
To their credit, to give credit where credit is due, finally, they've agreed, yeah, it's not built right. And we just gave them permission to go on ours. They're going to slow the flow down. The volume's going to go down and the speed's going to go down, but it needs to. And then we're going to put in a second pond that was never part of the plan. Had they complied with state law, I don't think we'd have to spend this $130,000 solely to handle the water that's coming onto us from them. That's it. It's the only reason we're building it. And, I mean, the other thing I think that's important to keep in mind, I mean, you guys are losing roads. This thing, our pond's designed for a 100-year flood event. On that Wednesday or Thursday, there was 4 inches of rain here in one day on an already soaked land. I mean, everybody's dealing with bad water. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors, but it isn't like we're sitting on our hands trying to do it. I'm concerned for these guys' houses below us until somebody actually fixed the drainage. I mean, have a hydrologist go out there and look. A culvert this big can't handle a 30-inch culvert flow. It just can't. It's going to dam up, right? Where's the water go? Wherever it's going to go. And I mean, there's a somebody's got a shop at the end of that built in the bottom of the drainage, literally. I mean, that guy had to have, I don't know, was that guy here? Is that you? I don't know who that guy is, but, and we didn't do that. I mean.
No. Mm-hmm. He's that's talking further Wilkins. North.
Somebody shop, you know. So I think to me there's three things. One, we've made. I mean, if we don't comply with state law, we get sued, and we lose absolutely. So everybody's blessed our detention ponds. Now we got two of them. Murray's, I think, to their credit, have finally said, yeah, we got a problem and we're going to fix it. Okay. We're going to do a second detention pond to help them fix it at a cost to us of $130,000. And third, I mean, we're in some weird, way, way, way above average rain events. I mean,
not true.
Huh?
Yes, it is. We're having. You don't have gully washers like we're having. Houses are sliding down the hill and rapid. Our windows are even failing right now. We got the manufacturer in here that cannot keep up with the rain that's going out the drip holes and stuff. They're redoing it. The manufacturer is in here because the rain in rapid. I haven't had no calls out here in Dolan Creek, but they cannot keep up with the rain. And they don't have that anywhere in the United States.
Four inches of rain in one day to me is, I mean, it's I don't know. I mean,
it happens. One point, though, what the developers have brought up, their subdivision, number one, was designed by Sperlick Engineering, I believe. The city did hire an outside engineering firm to review their plan. They found that it was fully compliant. And then I believe that there was a third one that you guys hired as well to look at it. So I know that there's been two engineering firms that have looked at the entire subdivision plan and have not had any concerns with it, but I thought that there was a third one that looked at it in 2016 that you guys paid for, but maybe not. But it has been...
We had an agreement with the Murrays to have KLJ look at theirs.
Oh, theirs.
And okay. KLJ first came back and said, no, it complies, and then they came back and said, no, it doesn't comply, which I think forced them to go, hey, we got to fix this. We haven't wanted to sue the Murrays because...
So every time an engineering company has looked at the Dolan Creek subdivision, it has always been fine. Now, with that being said, there have been times where their stormwater prevention devices have not been maintained. That was an example earlier this year, and I will say that it was slow for some of them to be fixed, but they have been fixed. Now, with that being said, the neighboring campground does not have any.
To be fair, Daniel, you're right. Be fair to us, when we finally, we've said all along, Murray's detention pond isn't designed correctly. Mm-hmm. So are we going to go below them and install what our engineer thought we were going to install when it can't handle the water? We said, no, we got to fix that first, and we've been fighting them. We've been fighting them. They wouldn't release data. They wouldn't let us go up there. We wouldn't let our engineer go up there. We couldn't verify anything. The county was saying, well, they got a building permit. The city was telling us, hey, we got no jurisdiction. I mean... So it's only recently that we got even an acknowledgement from them that something was wrong and an acknowledgement that they're going to. We still don't know if their fix is going to comply with state law.
So can we hear from Jason, the engineer, and hear the plan that Murray has moving forward?
I just wanted to make one more point. I've been in construction 38 years. I just pulled my first permit in Dolan Creek. We can't dig. The groundwater, the
you could make a mud ball 4 feet down. We can't even do a house. We just pulled our first permit in the middle of July. Our concrete crews just got their first 40-hour week last week. This is a horrible year, you know, as far as this rain, and it's costing a lot of money.
Jason Hansen with Bros Engineering. I didn't come here to get in a dispute with the Dolan Creek folks or anything like that. I'm just here to relay to you what the Murray folks are planning on doing, and they're going to do a reducer on their 5-year flow pipe that is in the pond currently. That is going to take place this week. They're going to put a velocity reducer at the end of the pipe that flows onto the Dolan Creek property. They've given us permission to access that end of that pipe and then restore their property back to any condition if there's any damage done and whatnot. So the Murrays are working towards a solution on that part, and then they are also in the process of implementing a second stormwater detention pond to take some stormwater to the north, or to the west, excuse me. So that's where, I guess that's where the Murrays are at. They realize there's an issue up there with stormwater, as does everybody, and they're a willing player into coming up with a solution. Whether it's the ultimate solution overall, that's yet to be found.
Are they putting in a spillway?
They have already installed the spillway, a concrete spillway on the top. The top of the detention pond berm will be raised by a foot. And there will be some excavation in the future when it dries out, and their equipment is allowed to be in there to get it done. So they are making steps to make the improvements.
Are they taking part of that water back off the backside like it used to flow?
That is the plan. Myself, no, I was not.
But Bros was.
But Bros was, yes.
Wasn't done correctly, or wasn't,
no,
it was designed correctly.
It was designed correctly. I'm not saying it was constructed correctly. It was designed correctly to meet state laws for the 100. Same way your pond was designed.
Okay.
What is the spillway?
Where is the spillway?
It's the big concrete spillway on top of the dam. It just got put in last week. You may not have seen it yet. You'd have to drive up onto Glen Drive, up where the new part of Glen Drive, to see it. But it's on there now. The capacity would be in compliance with what your Sperlick, that 20.4 CFS. Okay. The Murrays have agreed to meet that flow. And that's pre-developed flow.
Have you surveyed up there to see, because they were draining on Meadows Drive, that whole hill, back in 2015, they were draining it all off the hill. They took that whole top and drained it, and it cut all those deals. And I talked to Jack, and they fixed part of that. Do you know how much acres? Because our engineer has designed this off the acres that you guys say that's draining down there, and I believe that's an issue. Have you verified how many acres? Because every time we get to this point,
there's about
all the conversation stops.
With the Murray, yeah.
Yes.
We have that data. I don't have it off the top of my head because I wasn't involved in the original design.
I got the original topo before back when C-Tech did that.
Okay.
Our engineer said if they're draining more acreage than what they say. Because right now, with what you're showing, our engineer guaranteed us this will fix it, okay? But if they're draining more acreage, which I believe they are, it doesn't fix it.
If the cubic feet of volume coming out of the pond is the same as what it was pre-developed, how does that not fix it? If it's the same volume of water.
Why is there a 30... 40-foot wide river coming down that draw. Well, have you been up there when it's storming?
No, I have not.
I mean, I've been up there with Dave, Scott,
It's 30, 40 feet wide. How is that pond going to contain all that water?
If the volume isn't sufficient to handle the buildup. It's what Jill, I met Jill out there on Thursday. She said, your pond's got all this water in it, and ours doesn't have any in it, like ours was designed wrong. I said, Jill, it's supposed to be designed. If your pond drains too fast, the flow's too fast. I'm concerned that their volume isn't enough. But you're saying you're 100% comfortable that it complies.
It will comply once it is dug out to the way it was designed, yes. Okay.
But you have not?
You got to be an engineer to understand what he's talking about. And we've got our engineer, just bluntly, our engineer's in a bad spot because he's saying, I don't like it up there. It's a hazard, and I don't want to bless it that it's right. And I get it, right?
But
he's the only one in our group that knows anything about what's going on.
And speaking
other
of,
than there's too much water.
And speaking of their engineer designing the entire Dolan Creek subdivision, it was going off of the pre-development condition, which included, this is the actual permit that was applied for to the state, and it notes that the site will have sheet runoff to the east, north, and west, which is the exact opposite of what was actually built. This was Big Rig's permit to the state. And actually what happens is it's collected and discharged directly to the south.
Jack told me at one point, oh, there's 10 acres up there because we can see it. I said, well, only 5 acres are draining in this detention pond. I said, where's your other 5 acres that you graded? Detained. Well, I don't know if they're fixing that or not, but I don't think this is going to fix what you're talking about. This has been a problem for us. 15. And along with that water coming off that pond, it's colored. Coming through their gravel, and it's colored, and it comes onto us into our pond, and then it goes out.
Bernadette, you remember in 2015 when we were at your house, and there was 4-foot ruts coming down that road going up there? Where is all that water going that came down there? You can't reroute that up to that tension pond. Where's all that water going now?
From the Big Rig?
Yeah.
It's coming down that draw where the detention pond is.
If you guys take anything from this, your county commissioners and whoever granted that building permit to those guys didn't even know about runoff laws and asked them about it. And if there should have been a detention pond in that design, and there wasn't. That's when Laura's house got flooded the first time. We didn't know what was going on either exactly because it's up above us, so they thought it was us. but this time, I'm 100% certain that our detention pond. I'm not convinced that it's going to fix what you guys are talking about. Because dammed it up down through Murray. The roads, the culverts, the hockey goals, the sheds, the frickin' pickups, the driveways, the dented culverts. And there's a problem.
Yes, I'd just like to reiterate our engineer, Kale. If they are draining more acreage than what they say they are, we're going to be wasting a whole lot of money because it's not going to catch all that water.
I talked to Jack, it was half that. Another 5 football fields of drainage. No one can see it because it's up on top, right? They don't think it's up. That's all the water that's coming by. Do we have? 3 lots there? 4 lots there? Water. I mean, I'm hopeful that it gets fixed. I mean, I'm.
Well,
I think the key for tonight was that we're actually getting you guys to communicate and actually inform the residents what's going on. If you follow through with what you've said you're going to do and Murray follows through with what they say they're going to do and that doesn't solve the problem, then we know where to look.
That isn't going to solve the problem.
Well,
that's not going to solve Laura's problem.
That's what we're going to find out in time.
That's going to take a big part.
Any of of us are doing anything wrong. There's a problem in Murray with the drainage. Well, look, go walk that drainage.
The culverts that are under the city streets are the city's. The main issues are the culverts that are on private property. The city did have a project that went through last fall, I believe, that made some improvements on the ones that were on public property. Unfortunately, we did not improve every single one that was on city property. The ones that we did see deficiencies on, we did make improvements to. And there's several different culverts that, and also areas where there should be culverts and where there are drainage ways where there's obstructions that are there, and that's not in the public property, and there's nothing really the city can do about that. It's typical to the message that has been said to the First Avenue, you know, area and other places like that, that if they want significant drainage improvements, and not that it's not needed, but if you do want that, then there can be a project to redo all the drainage. But it's going to be an assessment then that needs to be paid for by those properties. We went through last summer and identified, I don't even know how many different culverts that were through there that were on public property that needed improvements made, and we did do those. And after all these events, I mean, after these events, there are culverts throughout town that need to be cleared out, and we will be working on them. We're not going to say that right now, today, every single culvert on public property is cleared, but we will make improvements to the ones that are on public property that need to be cleared. It will take time, but we'll be doing that. What's that? We have a contractor that comes out and does that, just like we did last year. If there's a problem, then we will take it out to a contractor to get bids on it so we can make the improvements to it. No, I mean, we'll go out and we'll walk it, and we'll, if there's an issue on a culvert that's on public property, we will clear it. The issue is that there's, number one, there are some culverts that have built up since the last time we did this. And those need to be cleared out, and we'll do. But also the larger issue is that there's a lot of things that are not on public property that...
We're not saying the city was negligent in any way. There's this happens all over. The outskirts, somebody just went on a shoestring and developed it and didn't really do it right.
If you go over by their house, the homeowners filled in the ditches so they don't have... Yeah. So the water just runs. Well, there's no... There is no path for the water to go. It just runs water.
And it's the same message we've told the First Avenue neighborhood as well as several others. We can do a large project to make improvements, but ultimately that's paid for through assessments through those properties that benefit.
Well, we're going to move on. We appreciate everybody's time and energy here. And any other matters that come before the council? From the public.
I have a couple. I'll just bring them up very quickly. Residents in Ward 1, they do not want to come to city council and address their concerns. So I don't know. Anyway, they asked me to. Rick, Mike, and Kylene Olson have several concerns. One is the stop sign on Williams and whatever that cross street is, it's offset, and people keep running over the damn mailbox and into the tree, and they're afraid that some grandkids are going to get hit. The other thing is that Mike would like to have the alley graded and graveled, and they're willing to pay for the gravel, and a next-door neighbor. I have another resident that wants to know the status of when we're going to rebuild 7th Street Bridge. They don't believe me. It's going to be a long time, and it's going to be FEMA money. Anyway, I've done my duty. I know there's not a hell of a lot that can be done. Anyway, that's what I was asked to do.
And just so that it's actually on the record here, that is something we did look at. But following the traffic safety manual, you are supposed to follow what those rules are. And based on that, if we, number one, it doesn't meet the warrants to even put up stop signs. But if we did, it would actually be on the opposite streets compared to what the residents want. So, yeah.
I got one thing, too. I don't know if it's the maybe next time stop signs get removed, to have a sign up that says oncoming traffic has the right of way now or something, just for a little bit. Because when you pulled them from Anna, there were several times that people about got hit. So,
I guess while we're talking about stop signs, if you recall about 2 months ago, Sean Natsky was in here, and there was a stop sign next to his house, and that stop sign has been gone for a month.
It's not fixed.
His fence is still dented.
And it is a dangerous intersection because it's a blind spot. And I would suggest the stops aren't at least be put it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's behind
and
that.
Tires.
Yep. Behind the tire store.
All right, any other matters? Well, Council or public?
We're on a roll.
We're not butter, Steve.
Can I get a stop sign on this meeting?
No. Shepherd and 3rd. 3rd Street and Shepherd, where my folks live right there. Going up the hill, there's somebody that parks right there on the corner.
Oh, it's always blocked.
And you can't see oncoming traffic at all.
Public
so
safety.
I don't know if we get somebody to move. Yeah. That's been like that for a while.
Yeah.
Sean, can you have some officers stop by?
It is. It's a trailer.
Big trailer and another truck. You can't see.
Yeah. All right. No request for executive session, Greg. We need a motion to adjourn.
So move.
We got first by Ron.
Second.
Second by Steve. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.